Kevin Love posted 29 points and 16 rebounds. Timberwolves blasted the Trailblazers last night, 106-94. T-Wolves led 37-31 at the first quarter, 61-54 at the half, and Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says they just can't let teams put them in an early hole.
You know, we let these guys have a big start again, a 37-point quarter. They had a 40-point quarter last time we played them. You know, we really got to establish ourselves defensively.
Raymond Felton tallied 23 and 9 assists for Portland, which has lost 4 of its last 5. And Portland's next game comes up. It's on Friday as they play at Boston, a 4:30 tip-off. Catch it right here on KBND. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, the winners were Philadelphia, Toronto, Washington, Utah, Miami, Chicago, New Jersey, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and Cleveland. In the Pac-12 tournament, Oregon State opened in Los Angeles with a 69-64 win over Washington State. First time in 3 tries that the Beavs have beaten the Cougars this season. Devin Collier led the Beaver effort with 19, while Joe Burton added 15. Good sign, Jared Cunningham only had 4, and the Beavers still picked up the big win. Oregon State plays number 1 seed Washington at noon later today. And the Oregon Ducks play their first game. They take on Colorado at 8 o'clock tonight. That's airtime approximately, depending on the game before it. It will go on the air at 8, tip-off around 8:30. The Bend girls basketball team rolled over Hermiston yesterday, 49-39, setting up tomorrow's match against number 1-ranked and defending 5A champion Springfield. The Millers feature 6'6" junior Mercedes Russell. She is the top-ranked high school prospect in the nation. In other action, the Madras girls lost to Philomath 34-32. They play Tillamook today in the consolation bracket. Also today, Mountain View takes on Milwaukee in 5A play, and the Sisters boys against North Valley in 4A. Indianapolis yesterday released quarterback Peyton Manning as expected after 14 seasons. The soon-to-be 36-year-old now becomes an unrestricted free agent. And Temple will begin playing football in the Big East this year. ESPN says the Owls will join the conference in football this season and all other sports in 2013. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.